Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Exchange. This is Cheryl Castile, and it's always good to start off with a laugh.
On the fly.
On the fly. The New Moon Review, which is in its ninth, I always want to say ninth year, but it's ninth production. I love the New Moon Review. It takes place this Saturday at the Blue Moon Saloon, starting at 9 o'clock. But I love this because it showcases area songwriters, and not only that, it's there are people who have been maybe writing songs for a lot of years, but have never had the opportunity to get up and perform them. And what this does is it takes it a step further. You are provided not just a band, but a really, really good band.
Indeed.
To get up and be able to front that band. And that is one of the opportunities that I love that this event provides. Some really talented folks out there. My guests in the studio today, we have the creator and founder of the New Moon Review and also a talented artist in her own right, Miss Caroline Helm. Welcome,
hello.
Caroline. And then we also have two participants for this month's New Moon Review. We have Dr. Barry Onsele, who a lot of people know for a lot of reasons. He is the head of the Department of Modern Languages and is the Granger and de Bayon endowed professor in French and Francophone Studies here at UL Lafayette. He is the founder of what is now called Festival Carianza Creole, and has assisted so many people in their folklore studies and has done so much work to teach about the traditions and the history of the culture of this area. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's good to have
and
you
I'm
here.
One of them.
And you're one
there
of them.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's how it passes down. And now you're providing him.
I got success stories running around all over the place.
That's right. And now you're providing him an opportunity.
Yeah. Opportunity, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And also in the studio we have Glenn Fields back with us.
Hey, Cheryl.
Hello,
always
Glenn.
Good to be here.
Yes. Glenn, known musician and with the band The Revelers. And also, this is interesting, we have two founders here of festivals. One of the founders of the Black Pied Festival. So what does that say, you guys, huh?
I think we're probably the ones that Caroline could put in a headlock the easiest and drag
yeah,
us down
right.
here.
That is not true. I've been asking both of y'all for about 2 years.
Either that or our festival producers are closet frustrated songwriters.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah, I'm sure there's some frustration going on there somewhere, I'm sure.
And then the cheap seats, who asked to really not be acknowledged today, but we have an incredible, incredible musician who will be doing some accompanying here today, Mr. Daniel Kulik. So welcome, Daniel.
Hey, Cheryl.
It's good to have you here. Caroline.
Yes,
this
ma'am.
This is your ninth baby.
Yes.
Before the show started, we were talking about how many songs that this has brought to the community.
Yes, indeed.
162.
162. Mm-hmm. That means that, you know, the majority of these musicians, especially Cal Stevenson, so now he's in the band, I would say he's the one that's been to every show.
Yeah.
And so he has learned 162 songs.
Yeah, that's
wow.
right. That's right.
If someone remembers them all.
I bet he does his homework.
He's got a good memory for stuff
yeah.
like this.
If someone were to ask you,
uh-huh.
what is the New Moon Review, how would you describe it?
The New Moon Review is in the style of an old-time variety show. I mean, it's kind of what I try to do. And basically, I'm presenting six songwriters, people that may or may not be known for something in the community. Rule, you have to be from Acadiana, either from Acadiana or live in Acadiana.
Okay.
So you could live far away and be from Acadiana, and I would still let you in.
Yeah.
So, and they may or may not be known for writing songs. So, for example, we got Barry Onsele, who's known for everything. And we know he writes songs, but we don't ever get to see him sing them with a band. I've heard him sing many times in the classroom. But
sing with somebody on stage. I think of all your years at the Liberty Theater.
Yeah, but, you know,
but not in the center.
Not just that. Never anything I wrote.
Right.
Ah,
you know, I've
okay.
sung. I got to sing. Talk about an all-star band. I got to sing Hank Williams' song, House of Gold, with Don Helm on the steel guitar behind
cool.
me, one of the original Drifting Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, I still haven't gotten over that. But I've never sung anything
next to Caroline Helm.
Which, there,
next to
you. You need the Strokes, I'll give them to you. It's a whole different thing. Caroline is right in when she pointed this out when we were talking about it earlier. You're sticking your own neck out, you know?
Yeah, and describe the difference, because I think, Barry, a lot of people know you. You're on stage a lot, whether it was at the Liberty Theater, whether you're up on stage in a classroom, whether you're on stage at Festival Caliente Creole.
We're all performers in a sense, you know, like teachers.
But this is a different kind of performing.
It is.
How so?
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you really, really, really want to be sure that you're going to perform in front of a crowd, become a teacher or a priest.
It's what we do.
Right. And I was so when I was growing up, I was so shy and it would never have occurred to me that I was so shy that I actually finagled a way to not have to take a speech class when I was an undergraduate student here between 69 and 74. And somewhere along the way, I felt like, you know what? I can't let this beat me. You know, I can't let this rule me. And so I deliberately got up in front of 20,000 people at Festival of Sacadilla one year and started talking to the crowd. And then I started doing the Liberty Show. And every single time, I think, you know, anybody who performs, or most people who perform on a regular basis, will tell you every single time you get butterflies, every single time you get a little buzz. Yeah. If you don't, then it's dangerous. You know, I think if you don't get that thrill of uncertainty, then you're not hanging it out over the edge.
Yeah.
And one of the things that – one of the reasons why I accepted this, I have to say, I accepted to do this. Somewhere along the way, way a long time ago, I came up with some challenges for myself. You know, just a way of thinking, a way of approaching things. It didn't have anything to do with ego, really. If it did, I would admit it. But it had to do with challenging yourself. Like, you know, I wanted to see my name on an article in print that I hadn't typed myself.
And I
saw that. I did an article with a colleague, Barbara Ryder. And then I thought, I want to see my name by itself. What that meant for me was, I want to make that contribution and have it acknowledged and you know, have that out there. Then I said, I want to see my name on a book. And that happened. And then I said, you know what? I'd like to see my name in a movie credit. And I worked on several documentaries. I got a chance to work on several. I want to see my name.
That's what I did, a thing with Dead Man Walking, too.
Huh? Yeah, a bunch of things. And so just giving yourself challenges to see how far you could push it. I wanted to see my name in a photo credit. Well, this time, it's the first time I ever get to see my name on a handbill.
Yeah, isn't it?
How cool is
that? As a performer.
That never happened before.
Yeah. So the butterflies, and this is something that I'm always curious about. The butterflies with doing this type of performing, different?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When, you know, as I said, I got to sing George Jones songs and Hank Williams songs at the Old Time Country show that we did at the Liberty. That's a different thing. I mean, that's, you know, those are accepted, known gems. Everybody knows that already.
Okay.
And you do a more or less okay job singing them. And, you know, if you're at all competent, and the crowd at the Liberty was shocked. That I would even try that, you know.
Yeah.
I remember one time I did Randy Travis's 1982, and the band starts like, and I came in, you know, operator, please connect me. And the crowd just went, what is he doing? Good God, this is a train wreck. And you just, all you have to do is barely pull it off. And it works.
That's right. Okay.
The crowd was so
relieved.
With a
really good song.
They were so relieved that I got to the end of the song that they stood up and applauded. This is completely different. This is hanging your heart out.
Yeah. It's as personal as it gets.
Yeah. I mean, this is poetry that is being sung, which intensifies. I've read poetry before. I've read my poetry before.
Yeah.
And I've sung before, but I've never sung my own poetry before.
Now, the songs that you're going to be doing this Saturday, are they new? Are they some of your old things, combination?
No, they're new. You said I had to do something new.
I did.
Don't you know how people rework things?
Yeah, well, there's only one One of them is something that I wrote a long time ago. It's called Une Dernière Chanson. It's a one last song, and it's the story about it. It's the story about the legend that Amédée Ardoin escaped from the hospital and was trying to walk home.
Yeah.
And I wrote that some time ago, and I've actually I had an opportunity to sing that a cappella because I was at a poetry reading, and I was on right after Marjolaine Beauchamp, who is a slam poet from Ontario. I mean, a force of nature.
Yeah.
She got up there, and she was doing this thing, and the crowd was just like, it was preaching. It was – the crowd was going nuts over her, and I'm next. I'm thinking, how do you follow that? Why didn't they put her last? And so I got up, and I said, my only chance – is to do something really, really different. And so I had this poem, and I sang it. But I was singing a cappella. The only way I've ever done this is a cappella. Now I get a chance to do it in front of a band.
With a band.
With a band. Cool.
Have you seen a difference in – because there's writings, and I don't know prior to like the 70s, but the ones that I could have access to were from the 70s that you did. Do you see a difference in what you're writing about, in your writing style, from what you're doing here today compared to back then?
Well, back then I was writing poetry that was meant to be poetry. It was meant to be read, you know, spoken.
Got it.
Then somewhere along the way I thought – I've written a lot of songs.
Yeah.
Some of them have been recorded by Steve Riley, the Mamo Playboys, Wayne Toops,
Kevin Nachan.
D.L. Menard recorded three of my songs. My, how cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only one I'm missing is Belton Richard. I'm trying to get. That stuff is this is this what I'm going to be doing Saturday night is in a direct line with all that, and it was all about nightmares.
Mm.
What I do when I write stuff like this typically is give myself a nightmare. And see if I can explain my way out of it.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Caroline, my wife, once said...
Not Caroline here today, folks.
Don't you think people might get the wrong impression that we're unhappily married? And I said, they're just songs.
Yeah. Just songs. That's right. Did you think you would get him, Caroline?
She's been trying for several years.
The first time... Well, last year when I asked him... he had said yes, and then I asked him. I asked you again at the farmer's market, and well, I had to re-ask. I had because it was kind of like I thought I had the yes, but I realized I didn't quite have the yes just yet. And so, but then I wanted to. I had to give him the spiel that I mean, he is Barry Onsley and all, but he has to get the spiel that I give everybody else, which is. I want you to push yourself. And he said, well, I've been pushing myself my whole life. I said, I will go further.
This is further.
But that's part of the conversation you have with
deal,
people.
What's the big deal, right?
But, I mean, that is the conversation you have with people. It's about getting up there and pushing yourself. This isn't about...
Yeah, and it is awkward, kind of awkward for me, just lowly little old me, to, like, you know, see Anne Savoy or Barry or... Dirk Powell did it and say, okay, sir, now push yourself some more. I mean, who am I? But
at one point I said to Caroline, are you trying to handle me?
Yeah.
I don't handle well. Ask my wife.
But, it's just the spiel I give to everybody, and that's what I want in the show. I don't want you to – I don't want you if it's just going to be something that you're used to doing. That's not the point.
Was that from the beginning?
Yeah. And some people will say, for example, like, so Taylor Garisco is another person doing it from The Givers, okay? And a few people have said, oops, well, he's already famous.
Yeah.
You know, he's already doing his thing. Well, no, not really. My beeper. You know, he does The Givers, and then when you write for a band, you're writing music for the band.
Yeah.
And then there's writing personal songs. And this is, for him, the first time that he's going to present kind of just Taylor, you know, without the gift.
Presents one where exposes maybe a better
yes.
word.
Like he's exposing him Yes.
Right.
Anyway. That's right.
good choice of words.
Which is why, actually,
the New Moon Review is called Acadiana Songwriter's Bare All.
Very nice.
And
that was
new
a good tie-in.
Means naked.
Way to get out of that
good job,
one.
Barry.
Yeah.
And this time it's going to be Acadiana Songwriter's Barry All.
Barry, right.
Is that what you were touching up out there?
No. let me ask if I can.
Yeah, no,
Glenn,
go ahead.
I mean, did you feel like this is an onerous task? I thought it was fun.
I'm terrified.
Really?
Yeah.
I love honesty so much.
But
what? I love honesty so much.
Part of me, a lot like what you said earlier, I agreed to do this. My entire body was saying, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. You're going to make a fool out of yourself.
And then your mouth said yes.
Yeah, all of a sudden something was like, well, wait a minute. Why are you so hesitant to do this? And so I just said yes. And then I was like, oh, crap, what did I just do? But it was at Black Pot. Somebody had dropped out, and Caroline came up to me and asked me to do it. And I just, yeah.
And I've been asking him for about 2 years, too.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Who the hell dropped out?
I don't think we should say that.
Live radio.
Right, exactly. I didn't know dropping out, we could do that.
I didn't know it was an option.
Is it too late for me to drop out now?
Yes.
Yeah, but for me, just like you, Barry, I think it's about facing my fears. You mm-hmm. know, I am in a band, I do perform, but I've never written a song because I was always so self-conscious about finishing something. You know, it's got to be great. Everyone around me is this amazing songwriter, you know. Mm. So,
I mean, think about finding yourself in a studio and D.L. Menard singing.
Sure, wait a minute.
Yes, but my argument to that, and I've had a lot of musicians that have denied my requests tell me this. Like, one person said, all the great songs have been written. And I said, well,
but not
thank God whoever those people were didn't say that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, we don't know.
That's a good comeback.
But there's a famous line from Gilles Vigneault, the great Québécois singer-songwriter, who said famously, tout a déjà été dit, mm-hmm. mais pas par moi.
Right.
Everything's already been said, but not by me.
No one is you. No one is born with your set of circumstances. No one... You know, is you exactly with your experiences. So this, it can be original.
That's right.
You know, it can be. So, it doesn't have to be great. Honestly, like the very, you know, we have less expectations basically for people. If it's their first time writing songs, I do. And I think a lot of people do, you know.
Well, and I do think the crowd, I mean, I've been at most of those.
Yeah.
The crowd, I know that there's a lot of people, and I'll speak for myself too, that I will respond to a performer because I know what they're doing is
it's the
easy.
Vulnerability.
And you respond to that versus I don't always remember the song afterwards, but it's like, oh my God, good for you.
With the tightrope without the net. You're like, wow, doing that.
That's right.
And the greatest thing in D&D and the Mystery Three, they had asked me to do that, and that was the first time I got to present with a band, not my own show, which is a whole nother experience. And it is something to have a safety net holding you up mm-hmm. if anything goes wrong. And this band that we have, which is Danny DeVillier, this time is Daniel Kulik, Chaz Justice, and Cal Stevenson, they are a finely knit net.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they are so strong. You know?
I can tell you what happened. You know, my impression of we had a rehearsal. When was it?
Sunday.
And I can't remember what day it is. And it was really cool to walk in there and start this process and hear those songs actually born.
Yeah, yeah.
Come alive. It was really a thrill.
See, now that would be the other intimidating thing for myself, would have to walk into those rehearsals.
It's awful.
With that caliber of musicians.
I did that. I mean, whenever I presented for the first time with the New Moon Review for, like, and I did my three songs, I was scared to death.
Yeah.
They were very gentle.
Yeah.
Thank you. They didn't bite anybody.
You just know they know so much. And these are the people that have listened to more music than anyone I know ever.
Yeah. So you pull your songs out, right? It's your best shot. And you know, what you're dreading hearing is, really? That's all you got?
Yeah, that's right. Is that it?
How do you feel before? Glenn hasn't practiced yet. He's practicing tonight.
Well, I want to play a bit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Oh, well, no, I was just I had something that happens to me every time. I go on the road a lot and play around the world, and then I come home. And I'm more nervous. I just wanted to say this. I'm more nervous playing at the Blue Moon in front of my friends
Absolutely. Than
playing in front of 1,000 people in a theater where you can hear a pin drop.
Well, and that anonymity gives you some safety.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. So in a way, it's great that, you know, you can look out and see all these familiar faces, but then it's also terrifying that everyone out there knows who you are.
This is one of the posters, one of the themes from Festivals Like Idea years back. The theme was you got to play at home.
Yeah.
You can get away with anything you want to do on the road, but when you play at home, these people actually know what this is supposed to sound like.
I wanted to tell you something, too. You had mentioned the rush that you get after playing. And the first time – this is one of the reasons I moved here back in 2003. The first time I ever played Festival of Cadien with the Red Stick Ramblers, I remember – finishing our last song, and the roar from the crowd was so great. I'd never experienced anything like this. I couldn't walk. I literally could not get up from the drum set and walk off the stage.
Yeah,
I had to hold on to things to keep from falling down. It was amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
And so after that, it was just this is it. You know?
An interesting story in light of Dewey Balfa's story about when they performed at Newport, they had never heard applause.
Right.
Nobody ever applauded in a dance hall.
Sure.
Right? So at the end of in the middle of the first song, he thought, wow, we really suck. Nobody's dancing. This is terrible.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
hates us. And at the end of the first song, everybody burst into this applause, and they all said, what's that? What is that?
That's right.
Why are they doing this?
Well, we're going to listen. Cecil, if you could cue it up. We're going to listen to a bit. We're going to give you a teaser of
– Can I say who's doing it?
Yeah, I'm going to
– Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We'll go. Yeah, let's just – but we're going to listen to a song that Barry did.
Okay.
And as he's queuing that up, we're going to say. But I want you to tell a little bit about this song. LaRue?
LaLue.
Oh, yeah, this is one of those nightmare songs. I got into this cycle of writing poetry about the werewolf experience because it's a split personality, kind of like if we really want to admit it, we kind of all are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And even if the bad stuff is only happening in your head. And so I wrote a whole bunch of poems about this. And one day I was sitting around with Sam Broussard, and I said, you know, Would any of this make a song? And this is what we came up with.
All right, so let's LaLue.
LaLue.
All right.
Thank you.
Very, very cool.
Out there.
Very. I absolutely love
it's
that song.
Yeah. I think that was y'all's favorite, right?
That's not what I expect. I did not expect that. I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect that style.
I know.
And that was very cool.
I grew up in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. So. That was wonderful. If you just joined us, this is The Exchange on KRVS 88.7 FM or on the web at krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we are listener supported. So tip of the hat to everybody who supports what happens here and all the locally produced shows as well as the shows that are brought in nationally. You can go to the website. It is a safe and secure site and continue to help us out. My guests in the studio, we're talking about the New Moon Review, is the creator and founder of that event, Caroline Helm, and then two of the songwriter participants, Dr. Barry Ancelet and Glenn Fields. And I do want to mention who else is going to be performing this Saturday at the Blue Moon, starting at 9 o'clock, will be, does she pronounce it Leanne or Leanne?
Leanne.
Leanne Sharp. That would be John's other half.
Pud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise known as Pud.
Yeah.
Kara St. Clair, Taylor Garisco, Lisa Trahan, and cool for Lisa. Way to go. And then two of our two guests, Barry and Glenn.
Yes. So and Kara St. Clair, otherwise known as Kara Garisco, just in case.
Is that a performance name she does with that?
Yeah.
So we have a brother and sister team on there.
Yes, indeed.
Very nice.
Going to have a proud daddy.
Do they?
He's always proud.
Yeah.
Barry, no, that's very nice on that song.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. It's got what a great groove to that. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I expected, and I love the style.
I have to say that I'm a word guy, right? So a lot of that was Sam, that lick. what I did was I read it to him in rhythm with a very minimal melody, and then he did that.
Yeah, which he's a master at doing that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I did that with Menteur, which is on Steve Riley's And Danser Sans Comprendre. Oh, interesting story, but I tell you, I'm a word guy. So the only way you can write words that have a chance to end up in song, right, they have to fall to some sort of rhythm. Music is a lot like math. It has to have some sort of symmetry. And so I wrote this song called Danser Sans Comprendre, and I came up with this very, very basic melody just so that there would be some structure.
Yeah.
And Sam recorded it and did a very simple demo and played it for the Playboys. And this is a song, but this is Comment ça se fait, t'apprends à chanter, bébé, in a language you don't understand. It was a challenge to the crowd at festivals like I did.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the band that could most pull that off is Steve Riley. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Sam was pitching it to him, and Steve just wouldn't bite. He wouldn't bite like for a whole year. I said, what is wrong? That song is perfect for that group. And at one point, Steve came over to our house. He said, man, I'm really interested in that song, Danser Sans Comprendre, but the melody Sam came up with, it really sucks. And I said, oh, no, that's mine. I said, no, that's mine. He said, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God,
I said, no, I'm not beholden to the melody at all.
Oh, Lord.
That's funny.
And you're still going to go perform, you know? Even Steve can't shoot you down. And
I have to say, I had a lot of melody help from the band the other night.
One of the songs,
which is an English song, which will remain as a surprise, was nothing but a blues chant. And they came up with these really cool – and it was, I think, the simplicity – am I right?
Yeah,
the simplicity of it actually enabled y'all to – play a little bit, you know, fool around with it.
That was fun.
No, that was a good song. It was a
kind of reminded me of like
Howlin' Wolf or
yeah, and sort of like I'm trying to I can't really think of the song off the top of my head, but it's kind of like a one chord sort of groove. And so with something like that, you can, as the band, you have the person singing and doing that, and then as the band, because there's not difficult changes, you can kind of rhythmically get into something.
Yeah.
Sort of, you know.
It's one of the reasons why, you know, a lot of music and blues or zydeco or, you know, the simple with simple melodies are fun to play, actually.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, it's all about, you know, and even with the simple melody, I was listening to some old, like, something off the Zydeco early years record, and it was like Bernadette. It was somebody's Bernadette. It is, but it's like you listen to like the different versions of like something like Bernadette, and it's like ba-do-ba-dat, ba-do-ba-dat. And it's like just these little rhythmic things that they were doing, and sort of how that, I mean, it's, you know, what's complicated, what's not. Like what's complicated to some is not to others. So, I mean, you know.
And what's fun to play for
yeah,
some.
Exactly.
Is
the, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, something else that Barry just said, Caroline, that I know is an important thing that has come out of this event for you is people that have performed, there are CDs that have come out of this. You
yeah.
know, people that never have done
yes.
that before of their own music.
Yeah, like Yvette Landry, she wrote songs. She's one of the people that wrote songs for this show. She asked me, she was like, I want to do the show, and I'm going to write some songs, and I want to do it. So she did. I mean, that woman sets her mind to something,
yeah,
she
does.
Yeah,
she's determined, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, her. And of course, these people,
yeah,
it's not just because of the show. These people, some of them were already, you know, musicians and had a lot of, like Joanna Devine.
Northside Eric.
That's a good one. Northside Eric and Southside Playboys.
Favorites.
Allison Bold DeHart, Christy Guillory.
Well, and now, Barry, you talked about, you and Sam talked
well,
about doing that.
Because we were thrust together to do this, we're thinking about, I have about, I think about 10 or 12 songs.
Yeah.
And I overdid it.
Well, yeah. But it's great, just at least for documentation. You don't even have to
sell.
Can I
get some of that, Barry?
Know, like.
Well, yeah. typically what I would have done is pitched them to, you know, somebody. But Sam said, well, why don't you do these yourself? It'd be fun, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. And Glenn's got something, right?
What?
No, you are going to be performing this Saturday? Are you still planning on that?
Yeah. Oh, if it's not too late. We talked about dropping out earlier. I don't know if it's not too late for me to drop out now. Yeah, I'll be there.
And when's your CD coming out?
Oh, good Lord.
Fields.
Never.
Fields of Dreams.
Fields,
right.
Fields of Dreams.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Caroline.
Perfect.
That's great. I see I can already see the album photo in my mind.
Strawberry Fields.
Yeah, it's going to Strawberry Fields forever.
No, see, here it goes. It's good.
Yeah.
Soybean fields. Forever.
How about Outstanding in His Fields?
Oh, yeah. There's a few. I heard most of them in high school. I'm sure there's a couple
they,
I haven't gotten.
That's where they found him. Outstanding in His Fields.
That's right.
Oh, Lord. Oh, isn't that nice that they could bring back those memories for you?
Always an easy target.
That's right.
Hey,
that's right.
You don't know what an easy target is.
Well, Barry, I know you have to go teach. So,
I
mean, we do appreciate you coming by here today.
So
how about
fun.
The a cappella song? We can't. Can we
can
get
you
a
do
time?
A little bit of that?
Which one?
The one that you had planned on doing.
Oh, yeah, the way I've done it in the past.
Yeah.
Which is
can
not.
We do
oh,
that?
That's very cool. Oh, yeah.
Which is not the way. I'll do half of it. Which is not the way you're going to hear it Saturday night.
Okay.
Like a band.
All right.
A band.
Yeah.
I'm in the band. Barry
Osolet's band.
The Onslaughts.
The Onslaughts.
The Onslaughts.
Oh, that's a good one. Onslaughts. Yeah, Barry and the Onslaughts.
Onslavia. We've heard them all. Okay. This is sort of it ended up sounding like a country song, kind of like Hank Williamish. You don't want to play? No?
Okay.
You remember?
Oh, you're there.
Oh.
J'ai entendu quand ils ont dit que ma vie était proche finie. Je veux pas mourir tout seul ici, sans famille et sans amis, dans les grands chemins pré-marché. Personne veut me ramasser à la maison, ça me connaissait. Moi ici, je suis juste étranger. Si je peux me rendre à la maison avant de mourir, je te fais serment. Je voudrais trouver mon accordéon et jouer juste une dernière chanson.
Very nice. Beautiful. Dr. Barry Onsalay.
Barry Onsalay. He did that to me the other day.
Like Rocky.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody could see you blush over the radio, but you probably could hear me blushing when he did that.
That's a beautiful song. You know, I have
to
say.
It is a great song.
I have seen you sing with people on stage, but I've never really heard you sing.
Oh,
you have a very nice voice.
Oh, well, it is what it is. I would feel much more comfortable if I were in my shower. And I'm sorry I just put that image in everybody's head.
It is about burying it all.
Yeah, there you go.
You did want to go before, you're definitely going to want to go now.
Yes.
Because of what you heard, but also because of the... I guess the berry and all.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you all.
Thank you very much. He's going to be off to teach. And then we'll see you on Saturday night.
I'll be there.
Thanks, Barry.
Bye, Barry.
Miraculously.
Glenn Fields.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
You're still here. You haven't escaped out the door.
Good luck, man.
Thanks. Yeah. Whew. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have to go teach anything right now.
No, come on. You know what?
I'm just
in
kidding.
All
it's
honesty,
all good fun.
I thought you had done this before.
You know, I haven't.
He was a drummer once for us. No, for the New Moon Review, didn't you?
No, I never have.
You took
in for Danny.
For Danny.
Well, for one song.
Oh, I mean, okay.
I actually thought you had performed at this before.
No.
But you have written. You've written a couple songs like
no,
for the Revelers.
I have co-writing credit on. A couple of Red Stick Rambler songs. To this day, I can't remember how I got co-writing credit on those songs.
I know what it was, because you don't always sing.
No.
And so then you sang. Yeah, that's what I remember.
I recently started singing, which is another fear that for some reason 2013's been all about facing my fears. And I'm not sure exactly
why. Can you share
why.
Some of the other ones with us, Glenn?
What, fears?
That you faced?
Well, yeah, right, completing a song, sure. How's that one? That's one of the biggest ones. I mean, you know, I kind of alluded to it earlier. I'm surrounded by brilliant musicians. It's like I've been playing the same guitar chords since high school. But, you know, I get to play guitar sometimes with, you know, these incredible musicians. And I only know 5-6 chords, you know, but I'm at a place like Black Pot or like Cliff Top, which is a Fiddler's Convention in West Virginia. And it's me and Kevin Wimmer and Tom Mitchell and John Herman, and I'm playing the guitar. Meanwhile, everyone at this whole place is waiting to get to play with these guys, and here I am, some hack, you know, just like barely tune a guitar, banging away on it, you know? So it's intimidating.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And today, live on the air, you're going to do a piece for us.
I am, yeah. Another first.
Can you tell us about the song you're going to do?
Yeah, I can. Daniel, who's here, you heard play guitar earlier. He is I asked Caroline if I could get some help with this. And this is a song that he started. How long ago, you think, Dee, did you?
I started it sometime in this past year, maybe.
Okay. So one of the fun things about all this is that Daniel and I started writing songs together, and I had one that I had sort of halfway finished, and he had one that he sort of halfway finished. So we got together, and we finished mine, and then I said, well, now what do you want to do? And he said, well, I got this other song that I've been working on. And I just can't get past this point. I got a verse and I got a chorus, you know. But I really haven't gotten much further than that. And so I went over to his house and we started knocking heads together. And I think in about like 2 hours we finished the song, which yeah, you were gonna say.
I was just gonna say, and I will say, just like most people, finishing songs has never been. I mean, I've written fairly high number of songs for somewhat, I mean, I don't know what high is, but I mean, a good many songs, but I not really finished any of them on my own. I've finished a handful on my own, but I don't really like any of those. But there's something that's, it's nice about writing with other people, and to me that makes it kind of gets it outside of yourself and gets it, you know, it's another.
Right.
Another perspective on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and like in this song in particular was sort of an exercise of like, I've been listening to a lot of Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham songs, who were two writers who wrote for in the 60s. They wrote a lot of songs for like Wilson Pickett and Percy Sledge and
the Fame Studio.
Yeah, they wrote a lot.
Check it
for
out,
the
kids.
Fame Studio stuff. And then he wrote like Dark End of the Street and
Do Right Woman.
And but so
I'm
Your Puppet. And so there was a lot of like these, you know, these, and I was listening to a lot of this stuff, and I really love the simplicity of those songs. And so I was kind of like, man, I want to, in kind of Charles Brown. And so I had this whole idea and kind of had this song. And then I sat there for 6 months. And then every month, I'm like, I got to write 2 songs this month. That's my goal. And I think I've written 2 this year. So, but I was like, I'm going to do it. And I took it out. And then I came up with the little tagline. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. And so, and then G helped me finish it. Glenn helped me finish it. G.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, do we have a name for it?
I think it's Living's Hard, Being Your Clown, maybe.
Okay, all right. That sounds good. Yeah.
There's lyrics also?
No, it's just solo guitar. it's 15 minutes long.
And you'll just be standing on stage, swaying to the music.
Snapping my fingers, playing tambourine, doing what I do. You know, being
all right, folks, this is Glenn Fields.
Enough of the foolishness.
And Daniel Kulik.
You hand me my hat just like the last time. Then you paint away my smile. Come on, D. It ought to be a crime. Pick me up just to put me down. Smile when you make me frown. Living so hard, being your clown. I ain't no fool, ain't wearing no crown. No funny look on my face, not this time around. Pick me up just to put me down. Smile when you make me frown. Living so hard, being your clown. Fools and lovers are oftentimes the same. I'm just another charm on your chain. But if these chains bring me back to you, then I only have myself to blame. Walk off the stage, turn out the lights, lock up all the doors, ready for a fight. Pick me up just to put me down. Smile when you make me frown. Living so hard, being your clown. Take it deep. Thank you. hand me my hat, just like the last time. Then you paint away my smile. It ought to be a crime. Pick me up just to put me down. Smile when you make me frown. Living so hard, being your clown. Living so hard, being your clown.
Glenn Fields. Yes, thank
you. Thank you, Lafayette. Thank you. Thank you.
That is so perfect, Cecil.
Well, that's fun.
Very nice.
I think my boots are full of sweat.
I didn't know we could fit that many people in the studio here. That is fantastic.
I was going to say the dots are off of this guitar.
Oh, I was waiting for my big finish, too. Do you play the big finish? No.
I think it's an encore they're calling for.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Stop it. Oh, please stop it. Stop it. You're too kind.
Glenn, I was cheering for you.
Oh,
I was smiling.
A little rough start, you know?
And I was swooning.
Oh, well.
There's a part of your delivery that is people get out there and watch that.
Thank you.
Very nice.
The drummer should come out from behind.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I got to talk to Danny about that.
That's right.
Am I going to stand out front? I won't have anything to hide behind?
No, you're standing out front, right?
Out front.
He's trying to be bashful, but...
I actually got a pedestal for you.
He's been waiting. we were playing this other this other old song that's sort of a similar slow feel. And he's like, we're up at Ashokan where we teach in the Catskills, this great camp every year. And we were doing Western Swing Week, and Glenn was like, I'm going to sing this song for a friend of his that had passed away, and... And he was like, we were rehearsing it, and he goes, I'm thinking about not playing drums. I was like, uh-uh. No, you're playing drums. You're not.
Take your seat, Diva.
Yeah, I was like, no, you're not going to stand on a little stool, smoke a cigarette like Frank. Uh-uh. It's not yet.
But you could.
Well, maybe.
I'd say stand there with all your presence.
My friend George Reed, he grew up in New York City, basically on 52nd Street since a teenager, all through the 50s, all through the 60s, and the 40s. I think probably the 40s too, passed away a couple years ago, and it was a drummer through all that time, and played with, you name it, played with it. Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, I mean, everybody. Amazing drummer, unbelievable. Had a really hard time carrying a tune, but loved to sing, and just would like get up there, man, and he would do a little tap dance and sing in his little gravelly voice, and he'd forget words, but he totally didn't care.
And that's inspiring
in
its own way.
Yeah, it was totally inspiring because George, George had just gotten to the point, and I guess that's maybe where I am. We were talking about facing your fears. I just don't care anymore.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? It's like you get to a certain age, and it's like, what is going to happen? What's the worst thing that could happen to me?
Yeah.
Nothing. I make a fool of myself. I do that all the time.
Very cool. Hey, Caroline.
Yep.
What else can people expect coming the New Moon Review? There's a part of it that I've always enjoyed, too.
What's that?
The jingles.
Oh, yes. The jingles with our lovely jingle berries. The jingles are... You don't get it? Shut up.
Come for the jingle, stay for the booze.
That's right.
So to pay these wonderful musicians, because in the beginning, I'm just me, and I'm trying to get these musicians, these awesome musicians, to come to my house and like do this thing that's this idea, and I don't know if it's going to work.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, well, how can I get these people to stay? So I thought, I need to pay them a lot, which I probably didn't have to in the long run, but that's what's going on now.
You can never pay a musician enough.
That's right.
So I was like, well, how am I going to pay him this? So anyway, I got businesses to give me money, and we write them a jingle. So,
and the jingles are very good.
Yeah. Oh, we get like the best jingle writers in town to write them, like Chaz Justice, Eric Fry, Joanna Devine. So they actually make them, you know, really, Josh Caffrey, really well done.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, those are fun. And we'll be in between each performer.
Because the jingles, I'm going to tell you, helped create a buzz about this in the early times of the New Moon Review. They were, I mean, it was so entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And they still are, and they still
do. You have any new ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
New jingles
All right.
this time. We got three new businesses. Four new businesses coming in.
Yeah.
So
cool. Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Again, I want to mention the New Moon Review. This is the 9th installation of it. Will be this Saturday evening at the Blue Moon. I always want to say the Blue Moon Review. The Blue Moon Saloon. And here in Lafayette. And it starts, everything kicks off at 9 o'clock. It's going to be featuring the mistress of ceremonies, Caroline Helm, Glenn Fields, who you just got to hear croon away, Barry Onsolate, also Leanne Sharp, Kara St. Clair, also known as Kara Garisco, Taylor Garisco, and Lisa Trahan. I'm very glad that Lisa's coming to do this.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a talented woman.
She's another one that I've asked. I mean, actually, all of these except Leanne Sharp, few people have been telling me for about a year that I should ask Leanne Sharp. And I was always like, really? Well, Leanne Sharp? Why?
I didn't know that Leanne did this.
And so it's pretty funny. Whenever I finally wrote her and said or asked her to do it, she said, oh, no. I'm just a glorified karaoke singer.
By the way, that's not how Leanne sounds. I'm not sure what happened to
That's a good example.
No.
She talks like that. Anyway, does Kara sing?
I mean, a lot of people know Kara is a really tremendous actress.
Right.
And I didn't know that
this
she wrote songs.
This is her first time writing songs.
Wow.
And Leanne's first time.
Oh, first time. Very cool.
But Christy Guillory said that make her do it. And Christy Guillory kind of came in on the other end and was like, you better do it. She called her a bad word. And she said, okay.
Very nice.
Two forces of nature right there, and Kara.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we're so happy to have Daniel Kulik and Chaz Justice also with the band, who they're not normally with the band. But
yeah. I'm going to tell you, my husband filled in one time for one of them on guitar. And he came home during the times that you were doing the rehearsals. It was so fun when he would come home for the rehearsals because he would have – the recordings, and he was so excited about what the different people were doing, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was cool to see from the musician's perspective that excitement of, man, listen to this song, listen to this. Who knew?
Wait a minute, he let you listen?
Yes, I did.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh. Well, what is that, spousal privilege?
I did not let my girlfriend listen to the recordings.
Oh yeah, because you're higher than I am. All right.
Daniel, I thought you
wants
wanted
to do
to
it again next
honest.
Year.
Well, you give me a microphone, and then it's all bets off.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Blake, by the way.
How many songs are you doing, Glenn?
Three.
Is everybody does three? That's how the process works.
That's
right?
What I was told.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many times does each musician get to rehearse with the band?
Twice.
Only twice. See, that's not a lot.
No. And they not only is it twice, they have basically an hour, and that's it. So, because we have three practices all together, so like Glenn will come tonight with two other people, but we got to, you know, everyone works and we just don't have time.
Yeah.
We don't got time for all that.
You're the taskmaster.
Chaz and I don't work.
I got a text from Caroline this morning that basically ended with, that's how it's done. Send me your songs. This is how it's done.
It is.
I felt pretty
bad. So you knew not to ask questions, right?
Right. Yes. Just shut up and do what you're told.
Yeah, get in there.
Musicians. They don't like to do what they're told. They don't.
Are any highlights that stand out for you over the nine times? I mean, because this isn't a new thing anymore.
Over
this is a pretty
nine
cool thing.
Nine times.
That's for the young.
Let's see. Highlights.
Just a quickie.
I think that's going to be for the best of show, yeah?
Yeah. There's going to – yeah. So this is the last –
are you thinking of doing
that? This is the last show before the last show.
Oh, I didn't know
that. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So this is the last show that I'm presenting new people. And the 10th one, I'm ending it on a number 10, unless anyone out there wants to pick it up and start doing it, is going to be the best of.
Oh.
Yeah. So those aren't – it's not really the best of. It's going to be the highlights.
Sure.
Kind of like whether it meant they came from nothing and became great or –
humble
you know,
beginnings. Yes.
Yeah. It just
– I'd vote for you on that, Glenn.
Oh, stop.
I'd like to get you on that one.
Yeah. So –
Yeah, you're going to let your baby go.
Yep.
Yeah.
I really love closure. I believe in closure.
Oh, well, that's cool.
I do.
Yeah.
I think you should end it whenever it's, we're good, 10.
Yeah, 10's a good
you
number.
Know?
Kudos for you for doing this, by the way.
Oh,
this
thank
is
you.
Awesome. I love this every year. Not every year. I've gotten to go to a couple, but one of the downsides of playing in a band all the time is that oftentimes I was out of town when you were doing this, and it was always a big disappointment to not be in Lafayette when this was happening.
Oh, so. Thanks, Glenn. That means a lot. Coming from you.
Well, it's true.
Oh.
Okay, well, enough of the schmooze fest. So that kind of makes it time to wrap up, I think. You know, right?
Speaking of closure.
Right. Daniel, are you with me on this? Yeah?
Yes, let's end this.
Yeah. All right, folks, New Moon Review number 9 this Saturday evening at the Blue Moon Saloon here in Lafayette. Things get going at 9 p.m. It's going to feature in the studio Glenn Fields, who we have today. Thank you, Glenn, for coming.
Thank
Barry Ancelet, Taylor Garisco, Lisa Trahan, Kara St. Clair, Lee Ann Sharp, and...
And also we have an opening band with some New Moon Review veterans. We always have an opening band. And that's Megan Berard and Laura Huval.
Oh, yeah.
And their drummer, who's their cousin, and they're called The Girls.
Yeah, and then you guys have to perform after that. Good
luck
with that. Yeah, so that's worth it right there.
Yeah.
All right, cool. New Moon Review, we're going to go out with the song...
Okay.
Leanne Sharp.
All right.
Oh, awesome.
Have a good week, everyone.
The birds in the swamp wake up and they begin to sing. The red bird sings first. And then all the birds sing and the whole swamp is filled with music. And then it gets very dark again. And there's absolute silence there. And then the real dawn comes and they sing again.
It made us all believers, whether ghosts in courthouse windows, the parables of Jesus. She had this mesmerizing way. She'd illuminate the gray and leave us dreaming. With ghost hitchhikers in the night, trains without tracks and superstition. 13 ghosts in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi. Tales of another time where justice impends on history. If a big love leaves a woman to walk in the halls alone, their time is waiting. That soldier never to return, forever reliving the moment her heart breaks. Hey, Catherine, you are from another time. You played Southern with such grace and dignity. Hey, Catherine, your sun will always shine.
KRBS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This week on Local Produce Live at Cypress Lake Studios, a new video from Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars, Ma Jolie, only on KRBS.org. Keeping South Louisiana music live.